Gemara at the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph is talking about a case where the sukkah is not 10 tefachim tall, but you make a chakak, you dig in order to be mashlim the size, in order to be mashlim the height. So the Gemara says that if there's a distance of less than 3 tefachim between the chakak and the kosa, then the sukkah is ksher, because we say love. If there's more than 3 tefachim between the chakak and the kosa, so then it's going to be possible. So all Rishonim ask, the Gemara in Shabbos doesn't seem to say like that. The Gemara in Shabbos is a similar case. We know the din of Rishus HaYochid requires a makom of Dalet al Dalet Tfachim with the height of Yud Tfachim. And yet the Gemara says on the Zayin and Beis in Shabbos that Bayish Shein Tocho Asara V'chokok Bol Mashlim Al Asara is kosher, right? The Gemara says that if you chokok Bol Mashlim Al Asara, so then we treat that as Rishus HaYochid, and if you throw from Rishus HaRabim to that makom, then you chayib chatos. And in fact, even the makom between the chakak and the kosel is like a chore rishus hayochid. It also has a din rishus hayochid. It's tofel to the chakak. What's difficult is that the Gemara in Shabbos doesn't distinguish whether you have a distance of less than 3 tefachim between the chakak and the kosel, or you have a distance of 3 or more tefachim. Why not? If in sukkah we distinguish that way, so in Shabbos also. Amaylo machalik ha'gavnim yesh resvas chakak v'lakosel shloshet tefachim. It's doch a pele. Obvious question. In the case of sukkah, we distinguish between having more than shloshet tefachim and having shloshet tefachim or more, or having less than shloshet tefachim. By Shabbos, we don't. Zok toisus v'yeshloma glodomi rishus Shabbos shulimnoa regel rabin l'sukkah d've'ina mechitza smuchos l'schach. Toisus says that Shabbos and sukkah are different. The purpose of the mechitza of Shabbos is to be monea regel rabin. And that apparently you have even if there's 3 or more tefachim from the chakak to the kosel, as opposed to sukkah, you need mechitzos muchos l'schach. Mechitzos have to be connected to the schach. And if you have more than 3 tefachim between the chakak and the kosel, then the mechitzos not smuchos l'schach, and then the sukkah is going to be psul. A chilek between sukkah as opposed to Shabbos. That's Tosfos's answer. A chilek between sukkah and Shabbos. The question is, what is that chilek? What does that mean? What does it mean that sukkah and Shabbos are different? What exactly is that difference? The Rav wanted to say that Taisus is making the following chiluk. Taisus is saying that the fact that you need a din mechitza is only said by sukkah, not by Shabbos. That's the yisod of Tosfos. When it comes to Rishus HaYochid, there's no need for a din mechitza. All you need is that the mokom should be mukaf mechitzas, that the mokom should be surrounded by walls, but a din mechitza you don't need. The mokom has to be mukaf. The mokom has to be separate from the Rishus HaRabim. It has to demarcate Rishus HaYochid and set it apart so that the regular Rabim can't come in. That's the whole point. There has to be a havdola between the two Rishuyos. So to have a havdola, it's not necessary to have a din mechitza. As long as the mokom is mukaf mechitzas, or to say better, as long as the mokom is mukaf, wall, something preventing the regular rabbin from coming in, and that's a Rishus HaYochid. It's set off from the Rishus HaRabim, it's Mukav Mechitzos, that's enough. But a Din Mechitza, in a classical sense, a Din Mechitza, you don't need that when it comes to Shabbos. If it's Mukav Mechitza, Mukav an area, the area is Mukav, that's enough. That makes a Rishus HaYochid. It's set off from the Rishus on the outside. But said the Rav, the Yesod of Tosis is that when it comes to Sukkah, you need a Din Mechitza. You need a din mechitza. And because you need a din mechitza, if you're going to have 3 tefachim or more between the chakak and the kosel, then you don't have a mechitza. There's no mechitza to speak of. Because the part of the mechitza is inside the makom of the chakak, and part of the mechitza is outside. So the only way to be mitzarei if the chelkei mechitza is through lavud. So you need that there should be less than 3 tefachim between the chakak and the kosel. If not, then you don't have a mechitza. You have a makom that's mukaf mechitzas. Careful. The makom is mukaf walls that are 10, because part of the wall is the kosel, part of the wall is inside the chakak. Right? If I have a chakak, so let's say the chakak is 2 tefachim tall, and the wall on the outside is 8 tefachim tall. The makom is mukaf. It is mukaf. Right? It is mukaf, but that's not a mechitza. If the parts of the mechitza are not connected, they're not one unit. If it's not one unit, that's not a mechitza. The mokom is mukaf. but it's not a mechitza that's being makif the makom. And in sukkah, you need a mechitza, whereas in Shabbos, as long as the makom is mukav, that's sufficient. That's how the Rav wanted to learn this tosfos. And he said that the yisod is basically Reb Chaim's yisod. The yisod about mechitzas on Shabbos not needing a din mechitza, it's based on the Rambam. Reb Chaim in the Sefer said this based on the Rambam. Which Rambam? Who Rambam? That's the Reb Chaim that I asked you to see. This is the second piece in Sefer that we're seeing together this year. Both very short pieces. Reb Chaim is normally very long and involved. So the two pieces that we've seen this year have been collector's items in Reb Chaim al Rambam. One paragraph each. I think the other one was even shorter. I think the other one was mamish one paragraph. This is two paragraphs. Here, in the first paragraph, he quotes the Rambam and the Raivin. Okay. The second paragraph is the beer. But it's also a very short piece, a very lumdish piece, but a very short piece. What does the Rambam say? Let's all turn to page 2 in the handout. We know there's a din of a mavui, right? A mavui is an alleyway. There are batim opening into chatzeros, into courtyards, and the chatzeros open into a mavui, and there's a rishus harabim at the end of the mavui. So the mavui, let's say the poshuta, simple case in the mavui, we'll actually have in Gemara Sukkah, we'll have other cases of mavui as we go on. The poshuta case in the mavui is that it's a mavui sosum. That means it's closed in the back. There are three walls, and it's mefulish to the rishus harabim on one side. It's open. Oh, so Chazal, what goes there? Really, Minat Torah, since there are three mechitzas, Rishus HaYachid, and you should be able to carry inside the Mavi. But the problem is, if Nifrat, the Rishus HaRabim on one side, so we're afraid that if we allow you to carry in the Mavi, they'll say, well, this is an open place. If I can carry here, I can carry next door too. Carry in the Rishus HaRabim also. So Chazal say you can't carry in the Mavi unless you do something to demonstrate that this is a special place. Either put up a lechi or put up a korah. A lechi is like a pole. It has to be 10 tefachim tall. But ovyo, what's the shear for the ovyo of the lechi? Mashu, right? Mashu sevish doesn't have a shear in the rochav, in the ovi. It has a shear in the height. That's a lechi. To put up a lechi on the side is a shaila, where the lechi is mishum mechitza, mishum heker. Either way, the Rambam happens to pass in lechi mishum mechitza. Put up a lechi, that's one possibility. The other way, to be mashu the mavi, is to put up a korah between the openings, right? Between the walls of the opening. A korah. A beam. What's the shear for the korah? This is a little complicated. The korah has to be a tefach in width, and also it has to be a certain substance to it, right? It has to be strong enough that it can be mekabel, what? Chatzi levena. A full levena is 3x3 tefachim. A chatz levena is 3 tefachim in length by 1.5 tefachim in width. So you can sort of lean it on the car. So the car has to be strong. It can't just be straw. It has to be something significant. Here's a shear for the car. It has to be significant that it can hold the chatz levena, and it also has to be a tefach in width. So comes the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Aleph Halacha Yud Beis to Yud Gimel, and he says like this. You can follow in the Reb Chaim. You can make l'chayayim out of anything, even davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim, a behema, something like that. Afilu b'yisurei ano, v'lazara atzma, v'ashera, sh'aso so lechi koshen. Lechi shel ashera, that's the place that they talk about, a v'lazara tree. V'lazara tree, they serve the ashera, they serve the tree. So now it's osu v'ano. Up the Rambam, you can make a lechi out of a lechi shel ashera. Shehalechi of your kolshu, because the lechi's thickness is only kolshu. Gova halechi and pachos me'asar tefachim, but rachva of your kolshu. Zok the Rambam, a lechi shel asher is kosher because the lechi doesn't have any shear in the ovi, in the thickness. The Rambam continues, bakolos and korah, avloba asher. Korah shel asher is possible. Lechi shel asher is kosher, but korah shel asher is possible. Levishayesh lerochav a korah shir, v'chol asher and masurim min. Nasurim min ha'asherah, v'chein rochav ha'korim pachos mitavach v'ovir kolshu. Asherah avodazara ketute mechta shira. Since it's also ba'ano, we say ketute mechta shira. The shir is cut off. It's also ba'ano. The Zokter Rabbim, since a korah needs a shir, it has to be a shir of a tefach. in its rochav, the ovi is a koshu, but the rochav of the korah has to be a tefach. So ketute mech the shira, the korah shel asherah is going to be possible. It's not going to work. Lechi shel asherah, the Rambam says, is kosher. It doesn't have any shear. It has to be a height of 10, but it doesn't have a shear in the lechi, in the rochav of the lechi. The korah does have a shear in the rochav, so therefore it's possible. Korah shel asherah will be possible to be mashed in the Ravid, what's the chiluk between lechi and korah? What's the Rambam saying? Yes, it's true that the ovi of the lechi doesn't have a shear. It's different than the korah, but it has to be a certain gova. Govo is asara tvachim. So if it needs a gova of asara tvachim, ketutim ech the shear is the same problem. How can the Rambam be machalik between lechi shel asherah and korah shel asherah? They both have a shear. The korah has a shear even in the rochav. Okay, so the lechi doesn't have a shear in the rochav, but lechi has a shear in the gova. It has to be 10 tefachim tall. So why shouldn't I say that lechi shel asherah, that lechi shel asherah is possible because the ketutim ech the shear, since it doesn't have the shear gova? Pilei plam on the Rambam. Very difficult. This is the Ravid's kasha. The Ravid happens to hold himself that they're both kasha, because lechi is not mishum mechitza, but rather it's mishum heker. He says both lechi and korah mishum heker. And if it's mishum heker, then it doesn't matter that it doesn't have a shear. You still have the heker, so it's okay. That's the Ravid shita. But he says the Rambam is pilei ploim. The Rambam says that lechi mishum mechitza, and yet the Rambam is mechal between lechi and korah. The lechi shel asherah is kosher. Korah shel asherah is possible. Why? Because korah needs a shear, but lechi doesn't. Lechi does need a shear. Might not need a shear in rocha, but it needs a shear in gova. So how does it work? It's up to Reb Chaim, a fundamental yisod. Behine, says the Rambam. Behine. Bein bedivrei harambam, bein bedivrei harayved, harim mevur, dehach hilchase beketute mechta shiurei, lo nichlal bozeh de'etzem hadover choshev kemisha'enu. The Chaim starts by saying, you first have to understand what ketute mechta shiurei is, and then we'll plug it into mechitzas, right? We'll plug it into the dini mechitza. What does ketute mechta shiurei mean? You have an asherah, or an azara tree, it's asur v'hanah, so its shear is cut off. What does that mean? Does it mean the shear is physically cut off? Is mamish kemisha'eino? Chaim says no. Lo nichlal bozeh de'etzem hadover choshev kemisha'eino. It's not that it's kemisha'eino. Right, this is the second time we've had such a phrase, right? We also saw in the Ran. The Ran says lovod is not kemisha'eino, but rather it's mitzarif to the shear. Remember that? Right? Lovod kisasam dami. It's important to know, right? We have different halachas over here. Is it kemisha'eino, or is it something else? Chaim says ketutei mechta shiurei doesn't mean in mitzius the thing doesn't exist. Avada, it exists. Why must you say that it exists? In Cain, harei lo haya moel hadalechi shiur b'mashur. Kevin the gam hamashur ketutei mechtas. Even if the lechi is shiur b'mashur in the rocha, but it's got to be a mashur. It's got to be something. It doesn't have a shear. It's just a mashur. That's not a shear. Shear is half a tefach, tefach, three tefachim. Some kind of a shear. Mashu is a mashu. Yeah, but if you say kedut emechta shear means that physically it's not there, so then it's not even a mashu. So the fact that a mashu is sufficient means that kedut emechta shiura doesn't mean that it's cut off the mitzius. The item is still there by mitzius. It's just missing the halachic shear. That's yisod one. Kedut emechta shiura doesn't mean that the item is mamish not there. The mitzius is kemisha einam. It can't be, because the lechi has to be a mashu. Doesn't have a shear, but it has to be a mashur. We call that not a shear, but it has to exist. So if ketutei mechta shiurei would mean that b'metzius is kemisha'eino, then you can't get off the ground. Elavada the yisod adin hu dehashir mechta subato min hashiurei. The yisod of ketutei mechta shiurei means that the item b'metzius is there, but the halachic shear is missing. Oh. Havel etzma adov reisi ba'ene velo bato. Good. Turn over to page 3. In banu lodon al hamakom nimtzu the kol hagova asara shebo yesh lo b'mkomo mechitzas lechi. Once you say ketutei mechta shiurei, doesn't mean that the thing is not there. It is there b'metzius, but it doesn't have the halachic shear. So then lechi shel ashera, it's there. The makom has a lechi in it. Right, the gova asara has a lechi in it. It's just it has a lechi without a halachic shear. But physically, is there something there in that makom? Yes, there is something. Begova asara, there is a lechi there. A mashu of a lechi is there. It doesn't have a shear, right? If the lechi were a tefach, we say it's not, there's no tefach here, but I don't need a tefach. I just need that the makom gova yud should have something in it, and that you do have because the lechi exists physically. Kol gova asar shabo yesh lo b'mkom mechitzas lechi kevin the isi be'enei rak the halechi ba'atzmai bo shiur the asar tefachim. Okay, the lechi al pidin halachically doesn't have a shiur, but physically the lechi is there. The Rambam holds Rishas Sayachid doesn't need a din mechitza, doesn't need a halachic mechitza. Everyone need a halachic mechitza, so then there's a need for a shir. A shir, if lechi mishe mechitza, so then you need a shir lechi begova asara. Zokter Chaim, the Rambam holds that's not pshat. Rishas Sayachid doesn't need a din mechitza asara. It doesn't need a din mechitza in gova asara. All it needs is that the mokom should be mukaf mechitzos, meaning b'mitzius the mokom is mukach, not that halachically there's a mechitza around the mokom. So that's why ketutim echdashir is not going to play a role over here. Because even after ketutim echdashir, all that you're missing is the shir mechitza and the lechi. But you're not missing the lechi b'mitzius. As long as you're not missing the lechi b'mitzius, then begov asar, you have a mokom that's mukaf mechitza, so to speak. It's not mukaf literally, but the makom is full of a mechitza of a lechi. It's full of the lechi, let's say. So even if the sheer lechi is not there, it doesn't matter. As long as you have a makom that has a lechi in it, so that's called a mechitza. Right? That's called a mechitza for the mavoi. So then that's going to be kosher. But korah requires a sheer tefach. If it needs a sheer, ketutim echta sheer tells me that the korah doesn't have a sheer. So that's not going to work. But lechi, since the shear is not a din in the etz, it's not a shear in the etz of my lechi. It's a shear in what? It's a shear in what? The makom. The makom has to be mukaf mechitza. There has to be a makom of a lechi in it. So Zokter Rambam, a lechi shel asher is going to be kosh. Okay? That's the Reb Chaim to try to explain the chilgut in lechi and kor according to the Rambam. Yes?
So the Chaim al-Das Lama would say that you just need a stick that's a mashur, but you read below 10 tefachim is new kosher?
No. If it's below 10 tefachim, then the makom of 10 tefachim is not mukaf. The makom of 10 tefachim doesn't have a lechi in it.
So why doesn't it fall into the shira?
Because there's no shir in the makom. It's that the makom has to have a physical object in it.
But there's a shir in the height.
The lechi, the rule of ketutim echta shira is said in the lechi. That's the problematic thing, right? Lechi shall ashera ketutim echta shira. So what happened over here? Did the lechi disappear? No, the lechi is there. The mashul of the lechi is still there. But the shir lechi is not there. The din shir, if the lechi started off as more than a mashul, so we say that the shir of the lechi is not there. It's not a tefach, it's not two tefachim. But the mashu is still there, because mashu is not a din shir. It's a physical metzias. So because the lechi of the metzias is still there, then the gova asara has a lechi in it. No, because since all you need is a lechi mashu begova asara, then apparently the gova does not need a shir. Mashu is sufficient.
But the gova is a shir. Can't be below.
No, but you need a mashu at every point. So that's all you need. That's not called a shir. It's just a metzius of having a mashu at every point in the gova asara.
The height isn't considered shir.
Not if it's composed of a physical metzius of a mashu at every step. Right? If it's all a mashu, so then you just need a mashu at every step, and the lechi does exist. It is a lechi mashu. Ketutim echta shira means it doesn't have a full shira, but it's just a mashu. So if the lechi is a mashu, then at every step in the gova, you will have a mashu, the metzias. So that's going to work. Comes the Rav and says he thinks that you can make a similar chiluk, just like Reb Chaim said within the Rambam, a chiluk between lechi and korah. So too, you make a similar chiluk between mechitzas of Shabbos and mechitzas of Sukkah. The exact same chiluk. That's Tosfos chiluk. Then when it comes to Rishas Hayachid, what do you need? You need a makom that's mukav mechitzas. Makom mukav mechitzas. When it comes to sukkah, you need more than that. Sukkah needs a din mechitza. And because you need a din mechitza, that's why shir is going to be a problem. Right? Just like the Rambam says that the korah shel asher is pasul, because the korah has a shir. The Rambam would say that Dofen Shel Asher by Sukkah would also be possible. Because the dolphin of the sukkah has a shear. There's a din mechitza. It's not just a hekef b'metzius, like lechi, let's say. Lechi nisha mechitza, it's just a metzius that the lechi has to be in gova asara. No, it's more. Sukkah requires a din mechitza, and a din mechitza means that there has to be a shear there. So there has to be a shear, then dolphin shel asher is not going to work according to the rabbi. And by the similar token, our Gemara says that if from the chakak to the kosel is gimel tefachim or more, then the chakak, then the mechitza and the chakak, the mechitza and the kosel are not mitzur of zelozeh. If they're not mitzur of zelozeh, then the dolphin is going to be possible. Ah, it's mukav mechitzis? Mukav mechitzis? No, mukav mechitzis is enough for Shabbos. Right? Mukav b'metzius mechitzis. It's a complicated, it's a confusing term, because you're saying it's mukav mechitzis, but there's no din mechitzis, but it has to be mukav mechitzis. That means not that it's mukav mechitzis, it means mukav physically, right? Mukav with physical walls, but a din mechitzis you don't need. If you don't need a din mechitzis, then even if there's no tzirah between the different parts of the hekif, as long as it's mukav, that's sufficient. But by sukkah, mukav mechitzis is not enough. Physically mukav is not enough. You need actually a halachic mechitzis. To have a halachic mechitzis, all halachic mechitzis have to be mitzurif yachad, and that's why if it's three or more tefachim between the chakak and the kosel, it's not going to work. Okay, this is how the Rav understood. Tosfos based on Reb Chaim's beer and Rambam. What's the problem with the Rav's pshat? I think we touched on this last time. The problem with the Rav's pshat is that what does Tosfos say? What is special about sukkah according to Tosfos? Shabbos is lenoa regal rabim, but sukkah is beina mechitza smuchos laschach. The mechitza has to be samach to the schach. Does Tosfos say anything about a din mechitza? He seems to be saying the problem, if you have three tefachim or more between the chakak and the kosel, the problem is now there's a lack of tziruf between what and what? Between the mechitza and the schach. Now he doesn't even talk so much about the mechitza of the chakak and the mechitza of the kosel. The problem with the mechitzas and the schach, right, samach l'schach, mechitzas have to be samach l'schach. Now it's not samach l'schach. Seems to be that the problem is the connection between the mechitzas and the schach. He doesn't really say that it's a problem with the din mechitza. So how did the Rav fit this into Tosfos? What's he assuming? So the answer is that the Rav understood that when Tosfos says the mechitzas have to be smuchos l'schach, that's not the real problem here. That's a simen. That's not the siba. That's a simen that you need a din mechitza. What do I mean? The fact that you need a din mechitza, that means that all parts of this mechitza have to be mitzurif biyachah. So the mechitza is composed of different elements, and the mechitza is part of a structure. So if the mechitza is part of a structure which includes the sach, then it has to be samach l'sach too. Right, the chelke mechitza have to be smuchin zelazeh, and the whole mechitza has to be samach lasach also, because the whole structure has to be there. The only way that you have a din mechitza here is if the mechitza is samach to the schach. So that's what Tosfos meant. Not that this is the real problem. That if the mechitzas are not samach lasach, then there's a psul. No, the real problem is that you need a din mechitza. But the way that you have a din mechitza is that the parts of the structure are mitzurif yachad. So the chelke mechitza have to be mitzur of zelazeh, and the mechitza have to be mitzur of the schach as well. And that's how you have a full din mechitza. Just having a din mechitza stam, if it's not samach l'schach, that's a mechitza in the velterein. That's not connected to sukkah. To connect the mechitza to the sukkah, it has to be samach l'schach as well. So that's what Tosfos means. That's the raya that you need a din mechitza. This is the Rav's understanding of Tosfos. The Emes, I never would have thought of this pshat in Tosfos. I would have understood Tosfos much more simply, as we'll see some of the other Rishonim explain differently. But it happens to be the Rashba in Shabbos really says it. So in light of the Rashba is quoting the Bali Tosfos. There are many different versions of this Tosfos, but the Rashba's version of the Tosfos is very similar to the way that the Rav understood our Tosfos. So in light of the Rashba, it's not completely shver to say that pshat in our Tosfos, but I never would have said it without the Rashba, because there's nothing living or dead really in Tosfos that tells us that Tosfos says the chilek is that by sukkah you need a din mechitza and by Shabbos you don't need a din mechitza. I hear his vart that Shabbos is about mukav mechitzos, it's about a mokum that's mukav, but I don't see his great vart in sukkah that sukkah requires a din mechitza. Where do you see that in Tosfos over here? It's a real jump. But in the Rashba, it's not such a jump at all. It's mamish mefurish in the Rashba. That's the Rashba that I asked you to see in source 1. Rashba asked the kasha. He asked the kasha from Sukkah. He's in Shabbos. He asked the kasha from Sukkah. It's the Zelba kasha. Same kasha as Al-Tosfus. The Tirtza B'Tosfus. Rashba says, I'll tell you. I'll share with you a Tosfus. I'm not sure where this Lashon of Tosfus is, or maybe it's the Rashba's interpretation of Tosfus. It's interesting. Okay, let's see it slowly, and let's take out the important words here. Tirtza B'Tosfus, the Hasan Bina Mechitzas Mamish, the Hechshe Sukkah B'Mechitzas Him, V'Shiyu Smuchos Laschach, Ulamata Min Asikuch, Kedei Aminon Hirchekes Asikuch Min Adafonos Psula. What does he say? Sukkah Yini Mechitzas, Hechshe Sukkah B'Mechitzas, Smuchos Laschach, and lamata menasikov. Right? The funnels have to be smuchas laschach, and they have to be below the schach. We know this. That's the Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin says hirka hasikoch menad the funnels psula. What does that mean? That means that if you separated the funnels from the sikoch three tvachim or more from the side, right? It's going to be possible. Of course, the funnels have to be below the schach, or they have to be close enough to the schach. That's what that Mishnah means. There has to be a tziruf between the schach and the defanus. So that's why you can't have more than three tefachim between the chakak and the chosel. Avla inyan Shabbos says the Rashba, ein hakpada b'mechitzas mamashi makshiris es hachakak. There's no hakpada b'mechitzas mamashi makshiris es hachakak. Ela she'er hachakak nishmar al yedei shelo yu harabim bokimbo. The whole point is that the chakak has to be a mokom hashomur to be monea regal rabim. I'll put in, that's what Tosfos says, right? So that there shouldn't be bekiyas rabim. Kevin sheyesh b'chakak rochav dalet al dalet v'sheyesh b'gova k'shir reshus ha'yochin im gova mechitzes v'mechitzes shomer soso mi b'chutz no chayshina ben shiu al sas ha'chakak ben shiu m'chokos m'meno kamo. By Shabbos, the key is that the mokom should be a mokom nishma, that the rabim shouldn't be bokim bo. So, as long as you have a mokom that's shomer, it's gova yud, even if there's a little bit of a distance between the chakak and the kosel, that's no problem. But sukkah is different. That's the Rashba. Same basic chiluk, right? Sukkah is different than Shabbos. Well, but the question is, what's his lashon? What does he say? What's the key word? If you were to pick on a word that the Rashba uses both in sukkah and then l'inyan Shabbos, he says you don't need that. What's the key? Okay, two words. Shalah, you say?
Nirin
kishalah. That's the Ritva. That's not in the Rashba. Hold your horses, Akiva. Two words. What? Not good asik. He didn't say good asik over here. What was that? Mechitzos mamish, Yosef. Exactly. Mechitzos mamish. That's what he said. Hosom be'ina mechitzos mamish. Right? Bekar of mamish. Right, you need mechitzos mamish by sukkah, not just mechitzos. Mechitzos mamish. That's emphasizing the point that you need the mamish. What can I say? You need mechitzos, right? Mechitzos mamish. But b'Shabbos says the Rashba, in Shabbos, ain't hakpada b'mechitzos mamish. You don't really need mechitzos mamish. What do you need? That the makom should be shomer. That's the key. That's the chiluk according to the Rashba. Clearly. So even if our Tosfos doesn't say it. You can say Pshat and Taisus because it's mamish what the Rashba says. The chiluk between Shabbos and Sukkah is, do you need mechitzas mamish or not? Meaning, do you need a din mechitza here? Or does it just have to be shomer? A makom that's mukaf mechitza. A makom that's shomer b'sochom. Linin Shabbos, he says, the makom shomer b'sochom is sufficient. Linin Sukkah, you need mechitzas mamish. Smuchos laschach. Right? That shows you that it's mechitzas mamish. Because it's connected. Hechshe sukkah mechitzas him v'shiyu smuchos laschach. Has to be connected to the schach because that's the shem mechitza. The mechitza can't be a mechitza in the velter. It has to be part of the chefetz shel sukkah. It's up to Rashba. That's the chiluk between sukkah as opposed to Shabbos. Because sukkah requires mechitzas mamish. Shabbos doesn't require mechitzas mamish. So that's why if the chakak is separated from the kosel three tefachim or more by sukkah, that's a problem. Because if it's separated, then you don't have mechitzas mamish because there's no tziruf in the chalokim of the mechitza. Just like if you were to separate mechitzas from the schach, that also would be a problem. So too, if you separate between the parts of the mechitza, that's a problem, because you can't get started even. But Shabbos, who cares? Shabbos is mukaf mechitzas. It prevents bekiyas rabim. How does it prevent bekiyas rabim? What, you have eight tefachim on the outside and two tefachim on the inside? That prevents bekiyas rabim? Yeah, I guess if you have the eight tefachim, the rabim might put something in there. They don't look at that as a private domain. But once they look inside and they see that there's a chakak, that's a bigger area, so some, they see that as a mokum of ten tfachim. Once they see it's a mokum of ten tfachim, then they're not going to walk there. They're not going to walk there. They're not going to place things there because they see that it's a private domain. So it's not fair. It's not their rishus. Rishus ayochid. It's someone else's rishus. So it's monea regel rabim because it's ten tfachim to all. Aye, but there's more of a distance between the chakak and the kosa, more than three tfachim. So what? It's still a mokum shomur. By sukkah, you need actual mechitzas mamish. And that's why the distance between the chakak and the kosel can't be more than 3 tefachim. Okay, this is how the Rav understood Tosfos. Whether it's pshat in Tosfos, I don't know, but it's the Rashba in Shabbos. Okay, this is pshat number one in the sukkah. Questions?
Can I ask conceptually, which is a robin, is its nature something that people feel like they just everyone's ownership? Like
they feel
like,
free, yeah.
So
yeah.
Anytime that this thing is clearly marked off as not.
Yeah, I think that's the pshat. Right? That's the pshat, that the Rambam are not going to walk this. It's viewed as a private domain. That gives it a din.
Hakeem.
It
has anything
to do
with the fact you're trying to ban people from trading from selling from Yafet to Rambam?
It's not preventing anyone from doing anything. If they want to walk in, they can walk in, but they're not going to. They feel, you know, hands off. This.
What's making them feel like that from the outside? If it's not kind
of maybe possible. Nothing, but once they look inside, they see the whole picture. And then they're going to leave.
Isn't walking inside in itself an issue?
No, because walking inside, they're walking past the mechitzah of 8. They're not walking past the mechitzah of 10. They won't walk into the chakak because the chakak is the hashloma of the 10 tefachim. So there, they see that they're
that, they just
that it's rishus ayachid.
Something from rishus or rabim to yachid once they go inside and realize that it's 10.
Technically speaking, if they carry into this makom, if it's chore rishus ayachid, then they will be chayiv.
The only way they're
going to
find out that's...
Okay. I don't know. Not sure. But the point is, once they see that it's a private domain, they're not going to come in again. So it is monea regel rabin to some extent. Maybe this time it didn't, but in the future it will.
Second point. What, if we see that now, basically this is so that the din of mechitza by Shabbos is completely different than by sukkah.
Right.
What's our original havmanah?
There is no din mechitza by Shabbos, really. Right.
Right. So what's our original? Why do we have to assume from the beginning that there's a connection? They're completely.
Oh, that's not fair. That's not fair. We ask a kasha, a stira from Shabbos to sukkah. We have a whole brisk of art, and the brisk of art is so good that you say, "What was the kasha?" I mean, that is fair. It's so beautiful. What you're saying is. Reb Chaim is so mistamer that I don't understand the kash anymore. Gevaldik. Let's go back to that. No, I mean, it's mamish great, right? You're saying it's such a great chiluk that what's to happen? Yeah, it's a great chiluk, but it's not. It's not the Pasha Pshat. Right? The Pasha Pshat is Rishus HaYochid requires Mechitza Sasara, no?
Mechitza is the same exact dinner, but it turns out it's not
Mechitza. Okay. Reb Chaim is mamish amazing. They say Reb Chaim's Yesod, I think the Beis Halevi, his father said, the difference between Reb Chaim and other Gaonim is that, you know, other Gaonim, if you ask a Kasha to them, so the person who asks the Kasha feels good, the person who gives the Teretz feels good, because the Kasha is a Kasha and the Teretz is the Teretz. Reb Chaim, people who ask the Kasha to him after Reb Chaim got finished with the Teretz, so he's upset because he felt it wasn't a kasha, and the guy who asked the kasha feels like, you know, what did I ask you? It's nothing. It's obvious. The whole thing was so poshut. You know, I shouldn't have even asked the kasha. That's brisk. That they take the same ideas that you presented, but they say, no, you got it all wrong. If you categorize them properly, then the kasha never even began. So it's not, you know, it's not the nicest situation, because the bala kasha is not going to be happy. The bala teretz might be happy, but the bala kasha certainly is not going to be happy. And everyone feels like, you know, the whole sugya, there was nothing there. There was no problem. That should be our worst problem. It's a good vart. Okay. This is the Rashba. This is one pshat in Tosfos sugya. Tosfos in Shabbos does not learn like the Rashba. Tosfos in Shabbos does not learn like the Rav's understanding about Tosfos. Very different. Why do I say that? Well, the two words are missing from Tosfos in Shabbos. And that's the kicker. That's the whole point of the Rashba. Look at Tosfos in Shabbos. It says like this. He quotes the Riva, who asked the kasha. Then he says, Vatirat. The Riva answered like this. Shiny osam gavisuka the beinu shim mechitzas smuchos laschach. The alfinan osam mechitzas mi basukas 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 kedamin osam. Here hakasikach from another fornus psul. Dinim mechitzas smuchos laschach because we learn mechitzas from basukas basukas basukas. We're going to get to that gemara. That vav amid beis. Right, Reb Shimon and the Rabbana. Do you need four walls, three walls? Halachim l'shmisina. Because we learn from basukas, basukas, basukas. Kidei amin and hosam. How do I know you need smuchas laschach? Hircha kasikuch manadafanas psula. Ulachi beina sheipachas megimel. Tzarech letzarif hagidu shalchakak lemachitzas yeshiu smuchas laschach. Shekeneged haneked. Which words are missing from Tosfos? The two keywords? He doesn't say anything about mechitzos mamish. He doesn't say anything about mechitzos at all. What does he say? He says, you need mechitzas smuchas laschach. Why? Because we learn mechitzas from basukos, basukos, basukos. And therefore, if you have three or more tvachim from the chakak to the kosel, then the mechitzas are split from the schach. They're split from each other. They're split from the schach too. So therefore, it's going to be possible. What's his point? What is Tosfos really saying? Tosfos seems to be saying that the problem is not that you don't have a din mechitzas. Whatever din mechitza you need, you have. Tosfos seems to be saying, really, that the din mechitza for Shabbos and the din mechitza for Sukkah should be the same. And mind you, since Tosfos doesn't say you need mechitzas mamesh and Sukkah, it's probably more mistaken to say that Tosfos holds both for Sukkah and for Shabbos, all you need is what? Not din mechitza, but rather hekef mechitzas. The idea both in Shabbos and in Sukkah is that the makom has to be mukaf. A makom mukaf mechitzas. That's really all that you need. You don't need a halachic mechitza. You need a physical hekef around. The dolphin has to be a physical hekef around. So why, Taka, can't you have three tefachim and one between the chakak and the chosel? You need mechitzas smuchos laschach. The mechitzas have to be connected to the schach. Why? So here he explains. It's a gzeiras hakosef. Right, that's the key of Tosfos. It's a gzeiras hakosef that the mechitzas have to be connected to the schach. What's the gzeiras hakosef? Well, since you learn mechitza from schach, basukos, 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 we're learning it from a word, sukos. We know sukkah. What's the ikar of a sukkah? What's the ikar of a sukkah? Day one, opening day, right? The schach, that's Rashi. And Pashup Shad is, everyone holds that way. There are many different rayas there, right? But everyone holds that way. The question is whether for the Hechsher HaSukkah, right? Since for the Hechsher HaSukkah you need the funnels, do some halachas of the schach apply to the defunnels? But the Ikar HaSukkah is the schach. So the fact that we're learning mechitzas, we're learning defunnels from schach, what does that tell you? It tells you that there has to be a tziruf between the defunnels and the schach. That's how Tosfos and Shabbos is learning. We're learning the din of defunnels from schach. What are you learning the din of defunnels from schach? You can have a different pasuk teaching me defunnels. No, that teaches me that there's some kind of a connection between the Fonus and Schach. That's why, if Hirka Chasikuch, when the Fonus, Kimel Tvachim is Psula. If it's not Samach Laschach, if it's not Mitzuruf Laschach, then the Fonus are going to be Pasul. And that's why you can't have three Tvachim and more between the Chakak and the Kosel, because there has to be a Tziruf between Schach and the Fonus. Since the Fonus are a Tanai and a Hechsher Aschach, that's what the Gezeres HaKosov is teaching me. Basukos, basukos, basukos. Defunos aschach? Not quite. But defunos are needed for the schach. That's how we can learn the din defunos and the schach. So if they're a tenai in the hechsher aschach, then they have to be mitzuruf to the schach. They have to be connected to the schach. So even though the halacha of mechitza in Shabbos and Sukkah are the same according to Tosfos in Shabbos, they're the same. I think what he means is it's a din of mukaf mechitza in both places. There's no din of mechitzas mamish. No, if it's mukaf mechitza, that's sufficient. Sukkah is different because there's a special halacha when it comes to sukkah. That the defanos have to be smuchos laschach, they have to be mitzuruf to the schach, they have to be connected to the schach. Because the whole mukaf for the defanos is from schach. So if the defanos are a tenai in the hechsher aschach, they have to be mitzuruf to the schach. And for that reason, you can't have an avir of gimel tvachim between the schach and the defanos. And you also can't have gimel tvachim between the chakak and the kosel. Okay, this is how Tosfos and Shabbos is learning, very different than the Rashba and the Rav's pshat in Tosfos and Sukkah. Yes.
Don't we say that if as long as the wall is like masuvan,
Because if there's a ton of airspace, then that would be fine.
From below, but not from the side.
Right. I mean, as long as it's still within, like...
That's because Ein Tzrichim Liga tells me that as long as I have the funnest below the schach, it's mitzurf. Since when I look up from the funnest, I see the schach, it's mitzurf. But if it's on the side, by three tzvachim or more, then that's not mitzurf to the schach, and that's going to be a problem.
So we're saying that this Tosus is saying that it's still, that this the connection of Asugos, that like the fact that it's mitzurf is like as if it's...
Hirchek Asikoch min ha-defanos gimel tzvachim is psula. That's the halacha that it teaches me. That you have to have schach that's mitzurf to the defanus. So there are two nafkamina. One is airspace between the two. The other is if there are more than three tvachim between the chakak and the kosel. Okay? Yeah.
The halacha of
hirchik
as a sivukhman at the
defanus,
that's learned from
the
sugas, pasugas.
That's what Tosis and Shabbos is basically
saying, isn't it? Isn't that like a known thing? Like I'm asking Rabbi, I don't know, like, where's the. Like, I thought that was just. I thought it was two waves. It was like, we know you need walls for Masugas, Masugas, Masugas. And the second halacha he's throwing out is the Hirchik Mina Askat Mina.
But I think they both learn. I think both this idea with the Chakak and the Avir Din, the Chara, they're both based on Masugas, Masugas, Masugas. Because the whole idea is that since the Fanos are viewed as a Tanai and the Hechsher Schach, so they have to be Mitzurav to the Schach. That is the Mokka. That's the whole point. I think so. Who says like this? This is alluded to by the Ritva, Akiva's Ritva, his favorite, right? Niros Kishalon, yeah, right? Yeah. The Ritva Lassar, I think he says something very similar to Tosin Shabbos. There are many different Rishonim over here, but you got to categorize them. You can't just look at them as one mass. They're saying very different things. Some similar, but some very different. So you have to categorize them appropriately. If not, you're not really getting what you're supposed to be getting out of the Sugya. The Ritva Nocham Aleph, same Kashu, we don't have to read it over 17 times. The Tirtzu says the Ritva, the Hocha Gabi Sukha Shemitzvosa Bidifanos, the Inan Chusa Mishlosha Kadeshiyu, the Fanos Sasukha Niros Kishela. What does he say? Sukha is Mitzvosa Bidifanos. Tzvosa Bidifanos. Interesting Losh. Since the Mitzvah of the Sukha is Bidifanos, so the Defanos Sasukha have to be Niros Kishela. The Ritva says a few things here, right? First of all, he says mitzvosa b'defanus, so therefore you need less than three tochim between the chakak and the kosel. He adds that it has to be niros kishala. Since mitzvosa b'defanus, it has to be niros kishala, and that's why you need chusim mishlosha. By Shabbos, as long as it's Mukav Mechitzos, even if it's not Niros Keshela, that's good enough. Just like good Asik Mechitzta is kosher by Shabbos, but not by Sukkah. There's a lot here. What's the Ritva saying? Chora, the Ritva is saying that by Sukkah, I need that the defunos should be Nikar. It should be Nikar that they're part of the Sukkah. Niros Keshela. It should be Nikar that the defunos are part of the Sukkah. What does it mean, part of the Sukkah? Part of the Schach. Right, part of the structure of which the schach is the ikker. So they have to be smuchos laschach, they have to be mitzuraf laschach, to make it nikker as though it's part of the sukkah. Why is that necessary? But the funas are not the ikker sukkah, the schach is the ikker sukkah, so why is it necessary that the funas should be mitzuraf to the schach, it should be connected to the schach, that it should be niros kishala? Why? Zokter itva, what? Two words. Mitzvah of the funas, exactly. That's what we said, right? That the funos could be significant because there's still a tnai in the Heksher HaMitzvah. You need the defunos for the mitzvah. So even if they're not an ikka part of the sukkah, since mitzvah so be defunos, then it has to be nikkur that the defunos are part of the sukkah. Okay? But Shabbos, in Shabbos, you don't need that it should be nikkur. In Shabbos, it's enough that you have mechitzos b'metzius, right? Physical mechitzos. As long as it's mukav mechitzos, that's enough. By Sukkah, Mukav Mechitzos is necessary, but that's not sufficient. It also has to be Nikar, that the Mechitzos are part of the Sukkah. That's why they have to be Mitzurav to the Schach. That's why they have to be Mitzurav to each other. Because the Mechitzos have to be Nikar as being part of the Sukkah. How do I know, Zokter Ritva, how do I know that you need Mechitzos that are Nikar as that part of the Sukkah, as opposed to Shabbos, you don't need Mechitzos Nikaros? Grasik Mechitz, that's his Raya. That's the Raya that you see that Shabbos and Sukkah are different. The good Asik Mechitza works by Shabbos, even though it's not Nikar, it's not Niros Keshala, you don't even see the Mechitzas, they're completely invisible. It's okay, as long as you have Mechitzos below, and those Mechitzos are drawn up And it's as if you have mechitzos, imaginary mechitzos, that's sufficient for Shabbos, because by Shabbos you don't need that the mechitzos should be nikaros. But by Sukkah, you need mechitzos that are nikaros. You need mechitzos that are niros kishalah, zaptaridva. If you need niros kishalah, so then the mechitzos have to be, the chelke and mechitzos have to be mitzurf to each other, and the mechitzos have to be mitzurf to the schach as well. Yes?
How does it fix when Abayis
I know Abayis disagrees. The Rikta is not beholden to him. We're going to get to that. We have to talk tomorrow about good asik mechitzos. The machlokas Abayis and Rava. But he's working with Rava. We pass in good asik mechitzos. It doesn't work by Sukkah. So he's working within Rava's sheet. Yaakov, you have something?
The water physically nickers. He's saying as it pertains to the chakak, right?
Meaning, right.
Does it need to be recognizable back to the source? I'm just clarifying.
No, if the wall, if there's
like
three tefachim or more between the walls, then the walls aren't, then the parts of the wall are not nickered, that they're coming together.
Correct. So he's making a logical leap from Gerasik, meaning it's not the exact same. He's taking a paradigm, he's moving with it.
Must.
By Gerasik, you don't actually see walls.
Right.
We see those. Here we see the walls, they're not close to the chakak. He draws a parallel, just like that's okay by Shabbos and not okay by Sukkah, we can say something similar, where here they're both physically nicker, just one's not nicker to the chakak.
Both are physically nicker, but they're not nicker to each other. The tziruf of the, meaning if it is not nicker that you have a mechitza of ten tefachim, Yaakov, right? Mechitza of ten tefachim is not nicker. The parts of the mechitza are nicker, but they're not mitzuruf. If they're not mitzuruf, so then I don't have a mechitza asara that's nicker, so that's why it doesn't work. Okay, this is the second shot. This is the Ritva. And Tosus and Shabbos. Comes a Tosus Yeshonim and Shabbos and offers a third pshat. Incredible. Incredible. The Tosus Yeshonim and Shabbos basically says, there really is no chiluk. You thought there was a chiluk between Sukkah and Shabbos. A chiluk that in Sukkah you need a din mechitza, but not in Shabbos. Or a chiluk that Sukkah, the mechitzas have to be nikar, that the shel aschach, the mitzuruf to the schach, niros kishalah, somach leschach. Said the Tosus Yeshonim, no, the cases are different. Right? The case in Shabbos is different than the case in Sukkah, and that's why the halacha is different. The kasha we had is why in Shabbos didn't the Gemara say that there's some distinction whether you have three tefachim or more between the chakak and the kosel? The case in Shabbos is that you have the bias. But inside, no, if you chokek bo lahashlimo lasar, then you can be metalta bakulo even inside. So we asked, the Gemara doesn't say that there's a difference whether there's three tefachim or more between the chakak and the kosa, and yet by Sukkah it does. So what's the difference? There really is no difference. The same halachas would apply bang to Shabbos, bang to Sukkah. In the case that the Gemara and Shabbos is talking about, same halacha would apply to Sukkah. Right? You wouldn't need the gimel tefachim. Right? The same halachas apply bang to Shabbos, bang to Sukkah. It's just the case is different. What does he say? Ba'od yesh lomar. What does he say? He says to have a rishus hayachid, you need an avir yud. You need air space of yud tefachim. Mechitza? Mechitza you have. The chakika is not creating a mechitza. Dr. Tosis Yishon. The chakak is not necessary to create a mechitza. I have a mechitza. Where? Where do I have a mechitza? I have a bias. Inside is 9. Then it has kiruyo, it has a tikra, that's 1. So on the gag, I have a total of 10 tefachim. I have a mechitza sasara on the outside. On the inside, I have 9. Dr. Tosis Yishonim. Is there a problem with the mechitza? No, there is a mechitza here. The mechitza is on the outside. The mechitza for the makom, even inside the bayis, is on the outside. Problem is, there's no avir yud. Rishus HaYochid has to have a mechitza of yud, and has to have avir yud. The purpose of digging the chakak is just to create an avir yud. Once I dig the chakak in here, so then there is an avir yud. Obviously, dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim also, right? There has to be a shir choshu. It's dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim. And it's 1 tefach in height, right? So it's a makom choshev. That's mashlim the avir yud inside the bias. So then I have both. I have an avir rishus hayachid. I have mechitzas rishus hayachid. So rishus hayachid. The mechitzas are on the outside. The avir is on the inside. So everything is great. In our case, you don't have mechitzos asara. You have eight on the outside. You have schach. A thin schach. It's not a tefach. So all I have is a dofen of eight. All I have is a dofen of eight. I need to be mashlim the dofen. So the chakak is mashlim that mechitza of yud. Since the chakak is mashlim the mechitza of yud, there can't be a distance of three or more between the wall of the chakak and the wall on the outside, because we're being mashlim the shein mechitza. In the case in Shabbos, I have a mechitza. I have a mechitza on the outside. I don't have to be mashlim the shein mechitza. All I need is an aver yud inside. If all I need is an aver yud inside, if I make the chakak inside with the aver yud, with the makom chashev, I have my aver yud, I have a shein mechitza on the outside, it's rishus hayachid. So even if I have more than three tefachim between the chakak and the kolso, it doesn't matter, because I'm not trying to be mitzarif parts of the mechitza, because I really have a mechitza. That's the Tosis Yishanim's tremendous chiddush. So he seems to take the other tack, the third possibility, right? The Rashba says that where do I need a shem mechitza? Where do I need a din mechitza? Only by Sukkah, right? That's what the Rashi says. Only by Sukkah. By Rishus HaYochid and Shabbos, I need just Mokom Mukav Mechitzas. Tosis in Shabbos seems to say, what? That Shabbos and Sukkah are the same. They're really what? Sounds like he's saying Mokom Mukav Mechitzas is enough for both. I don't need a Din Mechitzas even for Sukkah. I need that the Mechitzas should be Nikav and Nirei Keshel HaSukkah, Samach L'Schach, right? It has to be a Tzuruf. But all I need is a Mokom that's Mukav Mechitzas. Since Yishanim has a third approach, he seems to be saying that I taka need a din mechitza by both by Sukkah and by Shabbos. Why not? I need a din mechitza by both. It's just the reason why in Shabbos there's no problem, even if there's three or more tefachim between the chakak and the kosel, is because I have my mechitzos in hand. The mechitzos on the outside, including the tikkur on the outside, that serves as a mechitza for the inside of the bayis too. All I need the chakak for is for the aver yud, but I have mechitzos. So because I have mechitzos, so then I don't need there to be a tzirif between the kosel of the chakak and the kosel on the side, because I have the mechitzos on the outside of the bayis. What comes out, right? According to the Tosis Yishonim, let's say I didn't have a tikra. Let's say I didn't have a tikra of a tefach. Let's say my tikra were very thin. Well, let's say I had only eight tefachim with a tikra of a tefach. So I'm digging a chakak to be mashlim and mechitza. What's it then? Yeah.
We have to be less than three
tefachim. Because the din of Shabbos and Sukkah, Zok the Tosis Yishanim, it's the Zel Bazach. There's no difference between the two. I need a din mechitza for both. So if I didn't have mechitzos mi bachutz in Shabbos, the Tosis Yishanim would say that the same halach applies. I can't have three tefachim or more between the chakak and the kosel. Let's say in our case in Sukkah I have very thick schach. Right? Yoni and Yosef had this nafkamina in Seder. Right? Let's say in our case in Sukkah I have very thick schach. Let's say three tefachim of schach. And on the outside, right, the outside is really 10 tefachim. But on the inside, because I have three tefachim of schach, well, it's only seven on the inside. So this is a kosher sukkah. It's a bira sucha. Right? It's not 10 tefachim on the inside, it's a bira sucha. So I have to be choket bo lashlim al asar on the inside. Do I need it to be less than three tefachim between the chakak and the kosel, according to this? Right? Tosis Yishanim would say, I don't need it to be less than three tefachim. Why? Because I have the funnels with the chutz. Have a dolphin on the outside. Right, let's say the schach is coming, tagging down. But I do have a dolphin on the outside. So if I have a mechitza asar on the outside, then all I need is to be mashlim, the avir yud, so to speak. Right? That it shouldn't be a diras srucha. And that's a din in sukkah. It's not a din in Shabbos. In Shabbos, I need a din of avir yud. Rishus HaYochid has to have avir. Right? I don't need a ceiling, you know, to make a Rishas HaYochid. So the whole idea of Dira Srucha and Rishas HaYochid doesn't really fit. But I need an Avir of Yud. But by Sukkah, it's a Dira Srucha if it's not an Avir of Yud. To make it into a regular Dira, not a Dira Srucha, it's enough just to dig that Chakak. But does it matter if the wall of the Chakak is less than three Tvachim to the wall of the kosel on the side, though? Tosis Yishanim would say, who cares? I have mechitzas on the outside, so it shouldn't matter. Would a mechitzah shel asheira work by sukkah? Would a mechitzah shel asheira work? What do you think? The Rambam's vart, right? Would a mechitzah shel asheira work by sukkah? It's according to the Rashba, vadanat. Right? The Rashba holds it's a din mechitzah in sukkah. By Shabbos? Okay. Perhaps lechi shel asheira would work, like the Rambam. According to Tosis in Shabbos, does the mechitzah shel asheira work? Yeah, of course, it works. Ben b'Shabbos, ben b'sukkah. Who cares? I don't have a din mechitzah at all. Tosis Yishanim would say that mechitzah shel asheira doesn't work by either, right? Because yolz is a din mechitzah by both, right? So mechitzah shel asheira wouldn't work neither by Shabbos nor by sukkah because I need a din mechitzah. I need a din mechitzah mamish, and that has to have a shir. Mechitzah shel asheira is kedudim echle shira. So then that's not going to work. Okay, these are the three shittos in the Gemara. Yeah.
Why is it that by Shabbos,
when does it not shem dovin? Tosis Yishanim says that if you have mechitzos on the outside, 10 tfachim on the outside, that's called a shem mechitzah. That's all. So it doesn't matter what the numbers are. As long as on the outside you have a mechitzah, then that's a mechitzah for the inside too. Josh.
According to Tosis Yishanim, how come we can't say that the case by Sukkah and the Gemara is where we have 10 tfachim?
On the outside.
Yeah.
The Gemara didn't say that. That's why, because the Gemara didn't say that, it comes up with this other chilek. Right? Tosis Yishanim would say that both the chilek in Sukkah and the chilek in Shabbos are right. They're both right. It's just talking about different cases. But they both apply, Ben B'Shabbos, Ben B'Sukkah. Because it's the same halacha, both for Shabbos and for Sukkah. You need a din mechitzah for both. Yeah?
In the case of Sukkah, the chakak is shev by shev, right?
That's the machlokas we've shown him. According to Rashi, it's sheva by sheva. It's a hakshar sukkah.
Okay. And then my other question was, in regards to the Adas Tosfos Yishanim, with regards to putting the photos of the Asherah tree, I understand it's possible because of the mechitza aspect of Pashbar. But isn't it regardless, Asherah trees are Asher Hana? The fact that it's your wall, aren't you getting Hana from it? Bottom line?
You're getting hanoah from the wall? I certainly hope you're not getting... I mean, you're getting hanoah from the wall the fact that you're sitting in the sukkah?
I mean, without the wall, you would be sitting in the sukkah.
I'm not sure I understand. Right. I mean, atzei sukkah asur and kol shiri. You're not supposed to get hanoah from it. So apparently, hanoah of a mitzvah is not considered hanoah.
Because it's...
What? That's not the machlokas, the Rav Mamman. Okay. Right. Hanoah of a mitzvah is not considered hanoah. That's not a problem. One final point. Let's now take the discussion to a higher level. Now that we have three shittas in the sugya, let's plug it back into the Gemara. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Let's try to figure out if we really understood the shaka of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say over here? Aisa pachusam miyut tvachim mechakak boka de lashnim lasar im yesh misfas hakak balakos lagimut tvachim psul pachos min shloshet tvachim kshem. Yeah, that's the halacha. So, in fact, the Gemara ma'ish nahasam da amet pachos me'aba amos ma'ish nahacha da amet pachos min shloshet tvachim. We know there's a rule of Dofen Akuma. The shear by Dofen Akuma is Dalet Amos. The shear over here by Lavad is Shlosh Tvachim. So why there is there a shear of Dalet Amos? And here there's a shear of Dalet Tvachim. So comes the Gemara and says, Hasam the Isay Ladofen Pachas Me Abba Amos Sagir. Hachal Shavi Ladofen Pachas Me Shlosh Tvachim in Ilolo. There I have a Dofen. So for Dofen Akuma, the shear is Dalet Amos. Here, I don't have a dofen, so I need the Gimel Tzachim in order to create the dofen. What was the kash of the Gemara? What's the teretz of the Gemara? The Gemara asks, why by dofen akum is the shir dalet ames, and here by lava the shir is Gimel Tzachim? What's the kash? Halachal mashmisina. Mechitz and halachal mashmisina. So I have halachal mashmisina, I have dofen akum. I have halachal mashmisina, I have lava. The shirim are different. By dofen akum, the shir was said dalet ames. The shir by lava was said Gimel Tzachim. What kind of a strange kash is that? How can it be that by Dofen Akuma there's a shear of Dalet Amos and here the shear is Gimel Tvachim? Because it's a different halacha. What's the Gemara talking about? What's the kasha of the Gemara? So, Bishlama, according to Tosis and Shabbos, that I don't have a din mechitza neither in Shabbos nor in Sukkah. Right, there's no special din mechitza. All I need is that the makam should be mukaf mechitzas. So basically, I have whatever halacha of mechitza that I need in this case. Right? The halacha of mechitza is that the makom has to be mukav of mechitza, and then it's kosher. So I'm not missing anything in my din mechitza over here. I don't need a din mechitza. I just need a makom that's mukav of mechitza. So Bishlam, according to Taisus and Shabbos, the Kash of the Gemara reads very well. Since I have a mechitza over here, even if I have, right, I have the chakak. I have 7 tvachim, let's say, 8 tvachim on the side, 2 tvachim in the chakak, right? That's not, there's no problem with my mechitza. I have a mechitza. What's the problem? It's not samach l'schach. It's not mitzurf to the schach. That's my problem. I have a mechitza over here. Whatever halacha mechitza I need, it's not samach to the schach. Because the real schach over here is over the chakak. That's the schach kosher. The mechitz is not samach laschach because there's something mafsik. So according to Tosfos and Shabbos, I get the kasha of the Gemara. Really, all I need is a dofen akuma. Right? The makom is mukav mechitza. I just need a dofen akuma to be mitzarif to the schach. So why is the Shia Gimel Tvachim? It should be Dalan Amis, because really, I just need a Dovan Akuma. I don't need to be Mitzarev these two pieces together. The Makom is Mukaf anyway. I just have to be Mitzarev the Dofen to the Schach. For that, the Din of Dofen Akuma should apply. But according to the Tosis Yishanim and the Rajba, that I need the Dofen and the Chakak as part of my Din Mechitza. I have to be mitzarif the kosel to the chakak to create the shein mechitza. Without that, I'm missing something major here. What's the kasha of the Gemara? Dofen akuma? Who's talking dofen akuma? I need to connect the chakak to the kosel for the shein mechitza itself. What's the kasha of the Gemara? So someone has suggested that the kasha of the Gemara was not that I should say dofen akuma on top, but rather I should say Dofen Akuma on the bottom. You heard me. Meaning, Mishayla is just like we say Dofen Akuma on top. Let's say a Dofen Akuma here in the karka between the chakak and the kosa. Let's say a double Dofen Akuma. Right? A double scoop. Right? We'll say a Dofen Akuma. And then we'll say a Dofen Akuma on top also. So even if it's more than 3 tefachim, who cares? As long as it's less than Dalai Lama, I should say Dofen Akuma. Say Dofen Akuma on the bottom, say Dofen Akuma on top. Dofen Akuma, Dofen Akuma, kosher asuk, and everything should be great. That was the kasha of the Gemara. Because without a Dofen Akuma lemata, I don't have my mechitza. So what's the Gemara thinking? That Dofen Akuma is going to work? Dofen Akuma is something on top to be mitzarif the mechitza to the schach, but if I'm not mitzarif on the bottom, if I have more than 3 tefachim on the bottom, what's it going to help? The answer is the Gemara was thinking, maybe we should say Dofen Akuma on the bottom too. That's what I asked you to see, that the Levush Malcha seems to learn this pshat in the Gemara. This is the final mocker. Levush says, he just throws in, after the 3 dots on the third line, Ve'en lach shir mitam Dofen Akuma lamata, de'lo armina Dofen Akuma, elakash yesh kan Dofen gova asara, kvar v'aragach nis'akma aval dofen she'en ba'asora kvar ein shmo dofen v'lo amrinan halocha l'dofen akuma ela b'dofen she'shmo dofen d'ayinu she'esh b'gova kvar aval zu lav dofen mikri. He entertains the possibility that maybe I should say dofen akuma on the bottom, right? It's more than 3 tefachim, so you can't say love it. Let's say dofen akuma lamata. He says no, that you can't say dofen akuma is only said if I have a dofen, but I just have to be mitzarif that dofen to the schach. So that last line, the dofen akuma, is only said if I have a dofen, that's the maskon of a gemara. L'shav ye dofen, we're not going to say dofen akuma. If I have a dofen, then dofen akuma can be mitzarif the mechitza to the schach. But he said before that, what's his point? Don't be makshim itam dofen akuma lamata. What's that line? That's the kasha of the gemara. Levush is learning the kasha of the gemara is, why do I say that you need a distance of less than 3 in order to be mitzarif the chakak to the kosel, even if it's more than 3, just say dofen akuma. Where? On the bottom and the top. Let's say dofen akuma on the bottom. We'll be mitzarif the chakak to the kosel, and then we'll say dofen akuma on top. And you'll be mitzarif even on top. You'll be mitzarif the, not just the chelke hamechitza, but the mechitza to the schach. Comes the Gemara and says that dofen akuma can only be said if I have a dofen already. If I have a dolphin akuma allows me to be mitzarif the dolphin to the schar. But dolphin akuma can't shaf the dolphin. It can't create the dolphin. L'shavya dolphin, it's not going to work. So that's why the Gemara says that dafka, if you have less than three tvachim, then we can say lavud lamata. Dolphin akuma lamata, we're not going to say, because that's dolphin akuma l'shavya dolphin, that we can't say. Lavud lamata, that we can say, but for that you need a shear of less than three tvachim. Shear of dalaramas is not going to be, shear of less than dalaramas is not going to be enough. That's why the Gemara Bedafka says that you need, that there should be less than gimel tvachim between the chakak and the kosel, and then we can be machshir the dolphin, we can create the dolphin, and if it's mitzurif to the schach, right, then as long as we've created the dolphin is mitzurif to itself, the chalokim of the dolphin are mitzurif to itself, and they'll be mitzurif to the schach as well, and then the sukkah is going to be kosher.